new International Religious Freedom Report confirms persecution practices in Bangladesh. I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer today with Mission Network News. Although Christians in some Asian countries face hostility, God is moving. We'll give you those details coming up as we encourage you to pray, give, and even go in support of the Great Commission today on Mission Network News. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom released their 2017 annual report last week. The report described religious freedom violations in 37 countries and made recommendations to address them. Bangladesh was listed for increasing Muslim extremist activity and the local government's practice of land grabbing from religious minorities. Also, while Bangladesh doesn't have an anti-conversion law, Christians are intimidated away from witnessing.
If we don't share the gospel, we are okay. But while we share the gospel, we are threatened by the Muslims. And they are identifying the leaders who are actively doing the evangelism.
That's Peter, whom MNN's Ruth Kramer spoke with at Jubilee in Jakarta with Asian Access. And Peter offers this prayer for Bangladesh.
Father, thank you that wonderful work you are doing some Muslim countries, especially in Bangladesh. And I pray, Lord, you just give them a spirit of discernment. And those who are converting from Islam, they might stand firm for the sake of gospel. And also those who are discipling them, they will multiply the churches in Bangladesh, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.
MNN's Ruth Kramer heard many stories like these during her week of travel with Asian Access in Indonesia and Japan. Here are some final reflections about Jubilee in Jakarta.
Dodd, it's kind of amazing to sit among a parade of nations gathered together in Jesus' name. There are delegates from all over Asia represented here at this 50th anniversary celebration of Asian Access, and they have an audacious vision. 100 teams planting 1,000 reproducing churches, which will launch 1,000 missionaries who will disciple 1 million new believers to reach 1 billion people in Asia in 20 countries by the year 2020. It sounds impossible, but the leadership training strategy has energized that vision in 12 countries across Asia already, and that effect is snowballing. A2 focuses on leadership training, but that's underscored by deep personal relationships with God, which is why it works. And the values of the ministry strategy are such that expansion will include not only new countries, but also a business as missions approach, of which India is the newest participant. President Joe Hanley dared all of us who've been part of this extraordinary experience in Jakarta to join him and dream big. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Jakarta.
Finally, next, to fight human trafficking, we have to consider more than rescuing victims. There are also societal attitudes to change, cycles of poverty to disrupt, and there's the next generation to consider. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders says in the red light district of India, children are vulnerable to harm.
It's really dangerous in the red light area because, you know, it's kind of a lawless area. And so the children really are at risk, especially because there's no one really to protect the children. They kind of roam around as they get older. They roam around the streets, and men can take advantage of these children very easily.
That's why Vision Beyond Borders is opening a day and night care center, a safe place for children where they won't have to witness their mothers being used.
It'll be a clean place, very bright, cheerful, because when you go in the brothels, it's very dark, very oppressive. You see pictures of the Hindu gods and goddesses on the walls and statues everywhere. And it's just a very unclean, very oppressive, dark place.
And here they can provide education, a key ingredient to breaking the cycle of human trafficking. They'll also have opportunities to share the gospel. Vision Beyond Borders is facing a tight fundraising deadline, and they could use your help. Head to missionnews.org to contribute. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like stories to help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.